Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some basic business skills that you should know when you're in business doing pool service. You can develop, of course, these skills if you don't have them. And that's the great thing about being in a business like pool service. Whatever you don't know how to do, you can actually develop those skills, whether it's cleaning a pool or fixing something. And the same goes with running your business correctly. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So I think one of the primary business skills that's often overlooked is being able to actually run the business. Now, this sounds kind of like one of those, you know, circular logic and duh kind of things, but running a business does take skill. And if you've never ran a business before, you could, you know, potentially go out of business pretty quickly. In fact, I think statistically, 8 out of 10 businesses fail within like the first 10 years. In the first 5 years, I think half the businesses fail. And it's one of those things where you kind of know why they fail. And a lot of it has to do with the person running that particular business. Now, what are some of the basic skills you need? Well, of course, you're going to need customer service skills or customer relationship skills. You're going to know how to make a profit and loss statement. Those are like two very basic things that really we don't need to do in our personal lives. Or if you're working for a company, a lot of times you don't really need these skills. I mean, if you ran your personal finances and your personal life like a business, would your business be successful? And I think that's something that really you have to think about, and it has to translate to, yes, you know, how I run my personal life and my personal finances, I run it in such a way that I'm successful enough so that I'm not like late on credit cards and not paying the bills. I could probably run a business very similarly if I have those skills. So if you don't have those basic skills where you have your accounts balanced and you have a budget and you don't fudge on things, like you have your checking account and you know where every dollar goes and you're not just writing in numbers to fill in the gaps, then you're probably ready to handle some of the aspects of running a business. If you don't have your personal finances in order, I really haven't found many successful business owners where their personal finances are a wreck and their business is running great. And usually those are tied together. So I think the first thing you have to look at is how are you running your personal finances, because that really translates into your business finances and how you run your business. If you look at the actual name of the business that you're in, Pool Service, it's a service business, obviously. And if you don't have any customer relationship skills or customer care skills or any kind of skills dealing with people, you're not going to go very far in pool service. There's many pool guys out there and gals that I've seen operate, and I've seen them interact with people. I've seen them interact with the counter folks at the supply place. And I'm thinking, if they talk to the person behind the counter this way, how are they talking to the customers? How are they even running a business? So I think it's one of those things where if you don't have this skill, you probably are going to be one of those businesses that will not last very long. The good news is you can develop this skill very easily. How do I know this? Well, have you ever been upset like with your kid and you're just yelling at them and they're not doing something correctly, and then the phone rings and it's someone that you know, and you know it's maybe someone from your church, and you answer, you're like, oh, hi, how you doing? Well, you just turned all that off and you were fine on the phone. So I know from personal experience and I know from this example that it's one of those things where you can actually choose to be nice if you wanted to. And so you're going to have to work on it. I mean, you may be the kind of person that never smiles, but then you're going to have to kind of develop that kind of weird half smile And if you worked at In-N-Out Burger, you'd have to smile. And there's some kids there that are working there that I know they're not outgoing. And so they have this weird, like, hi, welcome in kind of smile. Like, they're just forcing it. And I understand that. And I think we have to do the same thing when you're dealing with customers. You know, if a customer starts to berate you and starts talking to you, and maybe they lose their temper, you're going to have to be able to handle that. And if you can't handle that, then you're going to be in trouble in your business. And this is something that's learned, of course. And it's something that is really important, because if you can't deal with the customers, which you're going to have to deal with, and you're going to have to see people, and they're going to have complaints. I don't think you can go by a week without some kind of problem or some kind of complaint in your business. And you'll have to develop the skills to deal with that. Otherwise, you're going to have bad reviews. I mean, this is like one of the things that I see all the time when I look at Yelp or look at Google reviews. You know, the person behind the counter was so rude to me. I'm never going to go to this business. Or I didn't really like the way that person talked to me. I felt like they were talking down to me. And these are like one-star reviews on Yelp, which really can ruin businesses. I've seen people, you know, I've seen the owners try to answer it, and then they like mess it up. They're like even worse in their answer. You can tell that the owner is not a very friendly person. So definitely being friendly, being cordial, being personable goes a long way in business. And the same with you. Would you pick a vendor or someone, a plumber that comes to your house, if they have a bad attitude and they're rude to you? You probably wouldn't. And so why would you think someone would hire you to do pool service or continue to have you do their pool if you're not a friendly person? It's just one of those things where you can turn it on and just be friendly for that moment. And then when you get back to your truck, whatever, yell, let it out, yell, do whatever you need to do. But I think it's part of a skill set that you really need to learn. So number one, of course, you have to be able to run your business, which there's a lot of different things you can do to learn this. You can take courses, you can read books, you can do basic budgets, basic profit and loss statements. These are all things that are going to keep you in business. And then the second thing is to be personable. And this is something, of course, you're going to learn and develop if you don't have that muscle. There's a local store that I go to all the time here, and the wife is super nice, super personable, and she's out there all the time at the counter. And then she tries to keep her husband in the back of the store as much as possible, because when he comes out, he's not the nicest person. And I think there's some reviews on there talking about him on the internet. And it's one of those things where, like, she knows it, and so she's up there as the face of the business, and he's like in the back. And I guess you don't want to run your business like that, where you have your spouse as the front of your business. You want to be able to run your business and not get those reviews and be able to deal with all kinds of peoples and all kinds of situations. One thing that also is a skill that I think I learned early on, and I started doing pool service when I was 16, so I had very little skills, and it's a generation I came from. Everyone was working at 16. So it was not unusual to have, you know, a 16-year-old cutting your grass and doing your pool. Nowadays, I don't think any 16-year-olds do this, but maybe they do, but it's a different generation for sure. But I didn't have a lot of people skills. And so when someone says something to me, I just really didn't respond. I kind of like flat out ignored him in some cases. Other times I would, like, you know, nod my head, but I didn't know how to respond. I didn't have those skills, and no one taught me, but I learned and developed that over time. And so if someone's approaching you with a problem, I think, you know, the first thing, you can just use the basic problem solving kind of techniques. You just repeat it. So let me understand, Mr. Jones, are you saying that when you're going to bed at night, the pump comes on and it's not scheduled to come on at that time? You know, that kind of lets the customer know that you're listening to them. You're describing, you're just saying back the problem they're having. And so a lot of times the biggest thing is you just aren't paying attention sometimes, or you don't understand what they're saying. So doing that's a great way. And you learn all these skills, of course, as you do them over time. And if someone has a complaint against you, you know, like, you didn't show up last week, the last thing you want to do is get defensive. You can just say, like, well, I come every week and I was here at this time and maybe you didn't see me. You know, I think these things are all things, again, that you learn, and you got to just have the patience with people. Because I tell you, people will get on your nerves, and you have to have that patience to be a business person and to be successful in business. And so I mentioned I lacked some communication skills when I was 16 years old. It's like any 16-year-old would lack those skills, right? And then you develop those skills. And I think communication skills are really important. And I think part of communicating is getting back to people when they call you or message you and email you. And this is something that some people are really bad at. And some people are actually really good at this. I'm fairly good at this. I get really busy sometimes and I get a lot of messages from emails and text messages. Different things come at me. And so I can't answer everything. I mean, if you message me on Facebook, I probably won't see it, unfortunately, because I don't check those messages very often. If you email me directly, I'll probably see it and get back to you within that day. And of course, if you text me, I'll definitely get back to you. If you're in my coaching group, I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. But, you know, I'm pretty good at it and I developed the skill. And I've always kind of been the kind of person, not like a codependent kind of thing, but I like to get back to people in a timely manner because I feel like that shows them respect. And I also like it when someone gets back to me right away in a timely manner. It doesn't need to be instant. We're kind of in an instant society where if someone texts you and 10 minutes later you don't get back to them, they'll be like texting you back, "Hey, did you get my last message? Is your phone working?" It's a weird society we're in. But I do like to get back to people, and I don't like it when I message somebody and they never get back to me, or it takes them a day or two to get back to me. I find that really irritating, and I understand maybe they're traveling, life happens, they're busy, maybe that's just their personality, but to me that bothers me. And if it bothers me, it's probably going to bother customers on your service route because they want to get a response in a timely manner. So one thing that you can develop, and one skill that's really easy to really take your customer service up to the next level, is responding when someone emails you, texts you, or calls you in a timely manner. And you can decide what that is for you. For me, it's like within 10 to 30 minutes, that's when I'm going to respond. If I can get back to them in 5 minutes, that's great. But I try to get back to them at a certain time. And then, of course, you have to also have business hours. And this is something that I struggle with. If someone texts me at 7 o'clock at night, I really feel like I should answer that. But then I'm thinking, well, when does my day end? When do I have time to do other things? And so I set rules and boundaries about answering on the weekends and answering at night at a certain hour. Now, of course, if there's an emergency, you have to answer it. But a lot of times there are little things. And if they come in after hours, which is like after 5 p.m., I tend not to be as responsive. And I find there's a wide spectrum in this next point here that I'm going to address. And that's, you know, charging customers, giving them grace, and, you know, charging what you're worth. I think this is there's a big, wide spectrum on this particular aspect of business. We've all gone into those mom and pop restaurants where they charge 50 cents for a ranch dressing. If you go to Cane's, I really love that place. I love their chicken and their sandwiches, but they charge you like 35 cents for a Cane sauce. You get one per order. And to me, I mean, I'm not running the corporation, but that's kind of ridiculous for the amount of money they charge you. I just think they should give you the Cane sauce for free. Maybe we'll start a campaign for that. Chick-fil-A is really generous to give you as many sauces as you want, and with that argument. And so it's one of those things when you're in business, are you a Cane's, are you a mom and pop place, or are you Chick-fil-A? I think there's a happy medium where you give certain people grace on things. Like for instance, you know, if you're selling them something and they complain about the price, you know, match the price on Amazon or whatever, or they say you're charging too much, well, then you can discount it. But of course, remember that customer, and maybe they're not the best customer, but you got to give people grace sometimes. You don't want to fight someone over $5 and lose an account over that. It doesn't really help you or anybody, but you want to charge your worth as well. So do you charge for salt cell cleaning? You know, I'll admit that I'm bad on this, and I probably should, but I usually clean the salt cell when I clean the filter, so I'm doing both at the same time. It's not a big deal to me. I charge for the filter, but you may want to charge for a salt cell cleaning, you know, $45 or $50 or whatever. You definitely want to charge for filter cleaning if you're doing full-size filters, like in my area, you know, the 4-cartridge type filters or DE filters. I definitely think you should be charging for that because that's like an extra thing. And then other things like a return visit. Now, if a customer asks you to go clean their pool before a party, or if they want you to come back for something, I think a great thing you can do is invoice them for it, but then zero it out. Like if your service fee is $95 and they had you come back to fix something, you know, during the week, the first time you do that, give them some grace and also give them an invoice though, and have the invoice zeroed out. So the service call was $95 and I I went there and did it for free. So you zero it out and let them know that, because otherwise they're going to be calling you back, you know, 2 months later for something else. But if you let them know that it's $95 to get you out there, they may just wait for your service day to do that, if that makes sense. So this is something that you're going to have to maybe pick for your business, how you're going to handle these things, and show grace when you need to, and of course, charge when you need to. And it's something that I think there's a happy medium between the both, and I think you can find it in your business. And I think successful businesses find that happy medium where they're not losing money because they're giving stuff for free, but they're not charging for like every little nickel and dime thing. And of course you should charge for every part you put in someone's pool or every part you use. But there are some things where you just kind of lump it together, I guess, and charge them for it, and you're not nickel and diming people. And there are, of course, a number of other skills that you need to learn. These are just kind of the scratch of the surface kind of thing. But I thought I would put this together for you so you get an idea of some things you can develop to get better at business. And these are just basic things that maybe you were never taught. I was never taught. Again, I started at 16. I just was out there doing pools and, I don't know, have no idea how to communicate with people correctly. I knew how to clean pools, and I knew enough to not mess things up, but I didn't have a lot of business skills, and I developed them over time. And you can get burned. Of course, I've been burned before by giving people grace. It happens. And you can also be too hard and lose business that way as well. So again, there's a happy medium. And I think if you develop these skills, and the most basic thing, of course, is answering the phone, getting back to people, communicating, hearing what they're saying to you. I think that's an important aspect. And then keeping your business running to where you're making a profit. And all of this comes with, of course, time and learning these skills. There's a lot of great books out there you can read about finance, business finance and budgeting, and pick those up. There's courses you can take, and it's something that you can get a mentor. If you're in my group, there's a lot of people that come alongside you and help you. I can help you also with some of this modeling here so you can run a successful business and develop these business skills. Looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingprolearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then there'll be a list of other podcasts I've recorded for you. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.